News for Morrowell, April 27th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka and Shiraz. Coordination, Andrea. Interviews by Daniel.
An interview with Raquel, Oroville from the early days in Aspiration, who currently writes for Les Nouvelles Oroville in France. Raquel speaks about South Indian Dr. G. Venkataswamy, ophthalmologist, who personally performed over 100,000 successful eye surgeries in spite of crippled fingers due to severe rheumatoid arthritis. At Madurai Medical College, he introduced a number of innovative programs to attack the problem of blindness in India, including outreach eye camps, initiation of a training program for ophthalmic assistants, and the world's first rehabilitation center for the blind. In 1976, he formed a trust under which the Aravind Eye Hospital was founded. Dr. Venkataswamy was guided by a philosophy that taught the spirituality of service, a man driven by compassion far beyond the ordinary.
Intelligence and capability are not enough. There must be the joy of doing something beautiful. This thought is extract from Dr. Govindappa Venkataswamy's speech. My name is Raquel. I am presently trying to write an article in French about his life. He was born in 1918 in a small village of India, and at that time his family was very poor, and despite the fact that there was not so much means and so much facility to learn, his father insisted for having him going to school. He studied ophthalmology. He became quite quickly at the service of the government of India, one of the head of the service of ophthalmology in Madurai, in the hospital of Madurai. And he retired, well, he went for a retirement from the government service at the age of 58. This was in 1965, but obviously for him the task was not finished, and what he had started already at the service of government, he wanted to develop it on a private initiative. So he started with his brother, who was also in the same field of activity, to set up a small hospital. There was at that time 10 beds, and their activity was mainly to operate cataract and to treat eye disease, which in India are very much spread due to the fact of malnutrition during the youth of the people. Of course, this malnutrition and eye disease are striking much more the poor people, and his idea was to try to finance this operation as well for poor people as for rich people. So they have developed a concept which not only reduces the cost of the operation and makes it more efficient in terms of time spent for each one, but also who could afford to treat and operate two people for free while finance on one people paying operation. So this was so successful, in fact, that they very quickly developed a lot their private enterprise. And they also interested a lot of people in the world, like the World Organization for Health, different organizations specialized in eye care in United States. And together with the help of these people, they slowly developed the concept and the range, the scope of their action, so that in fact, in 2006, in July, when Dr. Govindappa Venkataswamy passed away, there was not only a huge hospital in Madurai, which is called Aravind Eye Hospital, but also several hospitals in the neighbor surrounding, one in Pondicherry, and that these centers have been not only eye care centers, hospital, but also training, residential training centers, and they are in fact very well known all abroad, and a lot of people, a lot of young medicine doctors are coming to train themselves with the method of Dr. Venkateswamy. Dr. Venkateswamy not only was concentrated on this material action, and where he was very successful, but he also wanted to join and to bring into this activity the spiritual inspiration. For he was a disciple of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, and for him, matter and spirit are not bound to be separated. They should collaborate, they should be intermingled, if one can say so, and the spirit must inspire the material action, the material development.
An interview with Jill, one of the coordinators arranging preparation for the 40th birthday of Auroville. This group searches for a common theme to excite people to come to Auroville, to witness the work in progress for making the dream of Auroville manifest.
Yes, my name is Jill, and I'm coordinating, or the chairperson, for the Auroville 40th birthday celebrations. And this is the second time today that we, as a group, are meeting. It's a meeting of all the coordinators. So we have decided that there are certain areas of activity that people should coordinate for next year's 40th anniversary celebration. And what we're trying to do is to find the theme right now. This is our task for today, is to try to come up with a common theme for the 40th birthday celebration. Something that will excite people, that will inspire people, that will make people want to come to celebrate. So we're working today on what that could be and looking for a way to share that with Auroville International, with the whole world. It seems that people have been doing some thinking since we have met, and the importance of Auroville as a dream taking shape, as a work in progress, celebrating what has already been achieved, what has been manifested, but also quite humbly understanding that we are still on the road, we are still a work in progress. And perhaps this is a theme, what Auroville is looking forward to as well as what they are looking back on could be the theme for the 40th anniversary.
Two students, Matthew and Gauthier from the United States, talk about their experience during the 6 months they have been in Auroville as part of the Living Roots program.
My name is Matt, and I'm here with the Living Roots program. It's a study abroad program run through the University of Massachusetts, and we're here to learn about sustainability in general and also some of the principles of Auroville, like understanding human unity and spirituality. And we've done this by integrating ourselves into the community and working at internship sites. So some of us have done internships with our professors, also at different areas around Auroville, such as Kofpu, where Gauthier is working, and the different farms like Solitude Farm and Discipline Farm. I stayed for 10 days at Botanical Garden, working on a project to build a capsule and see what that's all about, and also learn about some of the principles of seed saving. So we're really trying to learn about what it is that makes Auroville the special global city and what they're working towards. At first, I'd say my feelings were more mixed. It was easy to see what wasn't being done over what was being done, but the longer I've stayed, and now we're actually getting ready to leave in about 3 days, I'm realizing that I've really enjoyed my time and learned a lot about both myself and what's going on here. So I think I'm definitely leaving with a lot of positive impressions of Auroville. I think that I'm definitely taking home some solid things with me. I've learned a lot, especially about nutrition here. And I've also learned a lot about the dynamics that go on as Aurovillians are helping to aid the villagers around them. So that's been incredible and inspirational for me. But I think mostly the way I've been impacted has been within myself and just what I've learned and what I've seen and the way life in Oroville operates.
What do I bring home with me? Inspiration about living your dream and not doing anything else, doing exactly what you want to do in life. That's what I bring home.
The Oroville Council is currently working on the Muyarchi Project, a building for Oroville youth, a proposal for a new psychological assistance team, a representation in working groups, a study group on organization, and an identity photos of persona non gratis.
A continuation of the meeting on land issues of the April 23rd meeting will be held on Monday, 30th April, 5 p.m. in the Town Hall Conference Room.
The New Creation Bilingual School, a day school under the Sri Aurobindo Institute for Integral Educational Research and the Outreach School Board for 215 village children from Kuliapalayam and other nearby villages, is seeking more dedicated and qualified people. Call 2622358 and leave a message or email ncbssg@oroville.org.in.
Money itself is a controversial topic in Oroville. Since the mother said that Oroville should be a place of no money, we cannot help thinking that this is a confirmation of the oft-heard adage, money is the root of all evil. So what is wrong with money? Is it really by being the universal trading medium which lets you buy whatever you want, an incentive to greed and hence evil? To that we can answer no. The evil is in the greed, not in the trading medium. Is there something wrong with the medium of money, as we know it as national currencies itself? And the answer to that one is yes. The greed in man has led him, half unconsciously, to design an exploitive tool of destruction, the result of which we can see all around us. This is an excerpt from Olivier's talk entitled Rainbow Economy.
For the week of the 27th of April to the 4th of May, the Oroville Radio presents Born in Oroville, an interview with Oroasha. This begins a series of programs of interviews with some of those born here in Oroville. They talk about their lives here, their impressions of Oroville during early years and where they are now. On Oroville, sur Oroville. These programs are recorded in French and English, directly from the mother on Oroville. What the dream of Oroville is and how it will manifest. Read by Marlenka and Samuel. The Oroville Renaissance Capella Concert, conducted by Eugen Lieven d'Abelardo. Savitri, the epic poem of Sri Aurobindo. Book 1, Canto 5. Read by Loretta and Savitri. Introduction to Integral Education by Shradalu.
Dance Theater with Christoph on Sunday, April 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Verite Hall. Dance and act your parts. Move your heart in relation to others.
At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at Bharat Nivas on Friday, the 4th of May at 7:30 p.m. Where is the Friend's House? A movie directed by Abbas Kiarostami from Iran, made in 1990. The film has been noted for its poetic use of the Iranian rural landscape and its earnest realism, both important elements of Kiarostami's work. Original Persian version with English subtitles.
The news is an echo of the activities of Oroville and the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka and Shiraz.
Thank you for listening.